Genesis chapter 8. There are moments when troubles enter our lives, and we can do nothing to avoid them. But they are there for a reason. Only when we have overcome them will we understand why they were there. Perhaps people who experienced the devastation caused by hurricanes or tropical storms and saw the waters rise and sweep away everything in their path can better understand what the flood was. The ark, dark and smelly, as it must have been, was the means God used to preserve the life of Noah and his family. What must it have been like to live so many months locked up in uncertainty about the outcome of the great storm? But of one thing they were sure. They were there because God had put them in that place. Are you going through similar circumstances? How many times do we feel overwhelmed? We lose our hope when we find ourselves in difficult situations, surrounded by darkness, full of fear, not knowing when or how God will give the way out. We worry, our anxiety increases, and we may even get angry at God. But it wasn't like that with them. When the waters receded, Noah built an altar to God. He selected clean animals and birds from every species and offered them as burnt offerings on the altar. Noah built an altar, sacrificed, and worshipped. God saw him with pleasure, and the text says that he perceived a pleasant aroma. It's time to come out of the ark, to look out and offer a sacrifice of praise. Take a moment out of your hectic life. Reflect, draw near to God. He has already drawn near to you.